What's up, y'all? How are you? My lights are bright and shining on me. Listen, I wanted to come on here today because I have been blessed to speak to so many of you coaches out here, and the feeling of being stuck because you are allowing shame and guilt to steal your impact. And I think it's important that we talk about that, right? So hopefully my mic is working, and if you can leave me comments so that I know that you're here. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to know that you're here. So I wanted to talk to you about something that's really important, right? So let me put on the chat so I can see in case you leave me a message. Okay. This is important because guilt and shame and the feelings of unworthiness are going to stop you from creating the impact that you are meant to create. Okay, especially when it comes to starting something as beautiful and vulnerable and impactful as a coaching business, right? Now, these emotions can be powerful, but they don't have to hold you back. Let's dive into this today, okay? I'm going to share some scriptures that have spoken to me that can help us maybe understand God's perspective in all of our guilt and shame and what we're feeling, right? And there's so many past mistakes that I even have. I was just talking to my husband a little while ago and just started crying, over some mistakes I've done in my life. And I've written about them in my book. And, even though sometimes you think you heal, it is still very painful to go through, right? To think about the mistakes that you have done that carry a lot of weight. And so many of us carry so much guilt and shame from the mistakes that we have had. And we think that these mistakes then disqualify us, right? From being able to lead others and to be coaches, to be mentors, right? Maybe you're feeling like your past decisions were really wrong and they make you feel unworthy and that you really this, who's gonna listen to you and who's gonna take you seriously, right? And the truth is, that can be further from the truth, right? But because as I read a scripture and as I work with these amazing women that I work with, in Romans 8:1, it reminds us that therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, right? God isn't holding this stuff over your head. You're holding it over your head, right? And you shouldn't be, right? Because your past does not disqualify you, it equips you. Your past equips you. Not disqualifies you, all right? And it equips you to really be able to dig in to help others. Now, God redeems all things, right? And he uses it for his purpose. So you're not disqualified. You're chosen, okay? And shame and self-doubt is a real thing, right? And it is powerful because it stops you and it tells you you're not good enough. Right? It starts to whisper in your ear when you're alone or when you're struggling. And it says that you are not able to. Who are you anyway to think you can lead anyone? Who do you think you are? Do you even have what it takes? Right? I know that it has for me because I have had so many things in my life that I have had shame and guilt about that I have worked on. That there are times like today was a hard day for me. It was a day when I was just triggered. I was watching a video and it was about a woman who worked at Planned Parenthood for 12 years, and she was the director, and she was explaining about the procedure of an abortion and how it is done. And I have had abortions in my life, and so the guilt and the hurt that came when I realized what I have done, even though I have completely repented of this. It's still a heavy thing on my heart, right? Because I was their mom, right? And in Corinthians 2, I'm sorry, Corinthians 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness." What an incredible truth, right? Because you don't have to be perfect. And it's in your weakness and in your vulnerability and in your authenticity and in your mess of a human being that you are, that God's power is revealed. So when self-doubt creeps in, because it will, and It is here to tell you, you know, you're not good enough because you are to be held back by all these things. I want you to remind yourself that God's grace is enough and that He will work through you just as you are. And this feeling of unworthiness and feeling that you're not able to be successful or feeling that you're struggling, many women feel this. They feel this. Men too. They feel this unworthiness of success, especially after years of setback and struggling all the time. And we think we don't deserve to win, or we're somehow not worthy of the blessing that God has in store for us. And maybe, just maybe, you don't think about it consciously where you say to yourself, I'm not worthy. You maybe don't even say that to yourself consciously, but you might be doing it subconsciously and sabotaging everything that comes your way that is supposed to be a blessing, but you sabotage it because subconsciously you don't think you're good enough or that you're worthy enough or that you could have it. But the Bible teaches us different things. My favorite scripture, and it is of a historical event, but speaks to me. Jeremiah 29:11, where it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." That scripture has saved my marriage. It has saved my mind. It has saved my soul. Even though it was a biblical historic scripture, it spoke to me. It made me realize that I'm worthy, that you are worthy of success because God already has it all planned out for you. He is the author of our lives. He wants you to prosper in your gifts and talents. He gave them to you for a reason, to bless others. And your past mistakes, your shame, all of that is a gift. It levels the playing field in our humanity. It doesn't make you less than. It makes you able to. Because you've been through the things you have been and you have struggled and suffered through the hurts and pain of shame and guilt, you can connect with another human being because they have too. It levels the playing field in our humanity. It doesn't matter how much six figures, seven figures, eight figures, whatever. It levels the playing field. So don't let your feelings of unworthiness stop you from walking in the path that God has laid before you. I work with so many amazing women. I love them. I adore them. And I love the gift that they are going to be bringing into this world through their coaching program because they want to touch people so badly. And I know we're going to do that. And I cannot wait. But there's a fear that comes in, that fear of judgment, especially from those who know you or have known what you've been through, right? What will people say if I step out? What will they say? I thought that. What will they think? Am I good enough? Am I smart enough? Am I qualified enough? Am I experienced enough? What are they thinking right now as they're watching me? Usually the biggest critics are yourself and your family, right? Especially people who have known you or grew up with you and knew the hot mess you were back then. And so when you try to bring up something or do something new, it is very natural for you to feel this pushback, this you're not good enough, right? But are you trying to please them? Or are you trying to please God and God's calling on your life, God's divine gift inside of you that you have, right? In Galatians, Paul says, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be able to serve Christ. So you're not here to please people. You can never do that. You can make some people happy. Some people won't be happy. Some people will be happy until you don't make them happy. You know the drill, okay? But you are here to serve God and those He has called you to help. Now, the opinions of others just doesn't define you. It feels good when people give you good you know, feedback, advice, blessings and words. Yes, of course, but it doesn't define you. God does. Okay. And he says you're enough. And there can be a lot of regret that can hold you back like a chain around your freaking neck. Okay. But you need to think about all of the things you can be doing instead of what you should have done, what you coulda, woulda, shoulda done, right? You have to see the opportunity that is ahead of you, not what you've missed, not what has really hurt you in the past or things you have done that have just been awful, right? But you have to start looking at things in a way to reframe and look forward. Your future self, what does she do right now? You know, in Isaiah, he tells us, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you perceive it? Now God is doing something new in your life. So you're going to have to let go of regret and shame and guilt. And you're going to have to embrace what God is doing for you right now. Your best days, if you want them, are ahead of you. They're not behind you. There are some good days behind us. Absolutely. Use them as God's wink throughout your life, loving on you throughout your life. But let's start looking forward. Because a lot of us feel like frauds and imposters, right? It's that voice that says, you're a fraud. Who do you think you are? How do you think you can coach people? How do you think you can lead people? What? Are you crazy? What are you doing? But God's word says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good work, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Y'all, you are not an imposter. You're not a fake. You're not a phony. You are just someone who has been through some stuff and is trying to get through it. That's all. You are, as far as I can tell, God's masterpiece, even those who we don't like, right? He has prepared you for exactly this, whatever this is. No one else has your journey, your perspective, your voice, your way of seeing things, your impact. You are meant for this. Embracing your purpose is going to have to be done despite your fear. Fear tells you to wait. Hold on. Wait a minute. Don't do that yet. But you can actually start to look at fear as actually not your foe, but your friend. It's there to protect you. It convinces you of a lot of things, right? We'll go when we're ready. We'll go when everything's perfect. How long have you been waiting for the perfect and the ready? I've been waiting for a very long time. I started my coaching business in like 2018 or 19 or whatever it was. And I was spiritually leading women from like 2002, 2003. But I was always waiting for the perfect time. And when I started to realize that God has my back and that he loves me and that he's called me for this and I just went for it, now I've really been able to impact many women. And that's what I love, right? That's how you step into your calling and stop letting fear stop you. Fear is your feedback. It's your friend. Don't look at it as an enemy. Say, oh, Freya, why are you here? Oh, because you're trying to protect me. Got it. But you know what? I'm going to go forward. And thank you for showing me that I need to be wise and brilliant in the things that I do. Because the Bible tells us, right, for God has not given you the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. And fear is not from God. He has given you power and love, wisdom to move forward, a sound mind to make great decisions. You don't need to wait until you're perfect. God will guide you to take your first steps, your second step, your fourth step, your sixth step, your 25,000 step. Okay? And I love that I did what I'm supposed to do, stepped into my calling and started coaching women. I freaking love that. Now, a lot of people are always asking me about my program. And one of the things that really makes it stand out is that I don't shy away from the real things. We have to deal with those things, shame and guilt and limiting beliefs and imposter syndrome and trying to figure out where we're going to where we want to go. That is so important. You need to transcend those unwanted behaviors in order to move forward. And my program walks you through all of that, inner healing, transcending unwanted behaviors and thoughts and emotions. And then we co-create, we start co-creating your coaching business from concept to launch, okay? So that we can build that dream business that you've been dreaming about, but with God. That's why it's called co-creation. It's me, you, and God. And for those of you who can see my logo on there, you'll see there's three rings, me, you, and God. All right? This isn't just about business strategies. It's actually about more than that. It's about you as a whole person. It's about spiritual growth, emotional healing, building something that aligns with your purpose and God's plans for your life. Now, we go deep. That's true. So that you don't just create another coaching business that's done for you, blah, 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 but that you create a business that is actually stepping into the business God has placed in your heart. I work with women of faith. You believe in God. You believe there's a calling on you. You believe that you want to create a coaching business, but you don't know where to start. I'm your girl for that, okay? Proverbs says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. And when you co-create with God, it's not just about your business. It's about your mission, and it's about his mission for your life. That's the difference. That's the difference. Now, you have everything you need inside of you to create that coaching business that you want and the one that you've been dreaming about. But guilt and shame and doubt will always try to hold you back. But they do not have control of your journey, girlfriend. You do. Because if you give it to God, God has already called you. He's already prepared the way, and he has already empowered you to make that impact. You are worthy. You are capable. In fact, you are needed. You are needed. What are you waiting for? Let today be the day that you're going to be stepping into your God-given purpose. The world, well, it needs you. It needs what you have to offer. It needs what you are trying to create. It needs what's on your heart that you want to do to impact somebody else's lives. I wish I can just pull up one of my women right now to show you that I'm not talking trash. I help these women really transition through what they're going through and create something powerful for their lives and for the lives of others. And that may start as something and end up as something different. And that's okay, because we start to unearth all the things that God wants to do in your life. It's a beautiful thing. And I just wanted to really encourage you, whether you work with me or not is irrelevant. But stop allowing shame and guilt to steal your impact and the impact that you are supposed to do to impact the world, to impact your sphere, to impact your family, to impact your life, all of that. Thank you guys for hanging out with me. You are absolutely amazing. I love you. And if you need me or want to talk to me, whatever, you can DM me. I'll also link all of my things below so that you can have a way to contact me and we could talk about what's on your heart and mind. What is it that you want to do? Until next time.